Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for hanging around with me. Elise Benin is our guest, and she is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's an author of a number of books. She's a marketing expert. She helps a lot of folks put their best foot forward in the marketplace. And she has a new project, though, that we've been talking about for some time now that we're going to talk about a little bit more. Stop Pushing Me Around is her new book, brand spanking new. Is it actually available now, Elise?
It is. It's available online. It's available in all bookstores. It's out there.
Stop Pushing Me Around. Who should buy this book, Elise?
Well, the premise of the book is that, and the subtitle, let's start with that, is A Workplace Guide for the Timid, Shy, and Less Assertive.
Like me.
Exactly. And the premise of the book is that all of us feel shy or intimidated in certain situations or with certain people. And that it's important, especially in the workplace, to identify which situations those are and then take steps to overcome them so you don't miss out on opportunities that are staring you right in the face.
So if I am like that, and everybody knows what a shy guy I am, then I should buy the book. But what if I just know people like that? What if I have people who work for me that fit that category?
If you manage shy people, there's a whole chapter on how to help shy people, not necessarily overcome their shyness, but how to get the most of them that you can and help them contribute more. In fact,
would I walk up to a person that I believed was shy and say, Peter, do you consider yourself to be a shy person? Would you consider yourself to be shy? And if they say yes, say, well, you know what? I thought you might say that, and I think I can see that in you. Would you like to read a book about shy people? How would I get this book in that person's hands without hurting their feelings?
Right. Well, I don't think, I mean, there's a certain stigma around the idea of being shy. And I found that out, actually.
They don't want to admit it?
Yeah, they don't want other people to know it.
They're not like me, they won't admit it.
No, they don't mind admitting it to me or to someone else, but they don't want it publicized.
Ah.
In fact, I tried to find some clients to be interviewed for some of the articles that have been written about the book, and several of them refused.
Ah.
Because they didn't want it in print that they're shy. Which I thought was really interesting. But if you manage a shy person, I would say you don't have to ask them if they're shy. You would know, number one.
And but you can't presume that to them, though, do you? I mean, you have to get them to sort of validate what you think, don't you?
I suppose, yes.
Because otherwise, it sounds like you're almost making a judgment.
No, I don't think it has to be that way. I think a manager could quite easily hand this to an employee and say, this might help you,
mm-hmm.
and not say anything more than that.
Well, could you say, I would think, though, that maybe, I don't know, I would think almost you'd need to say, it seems to me that you're, you know... Do you ever consider your shyness to be holding you back?
Mm-hmm.
Could you say that?
Yeah, I think you can.
Ask that question and say, well, look, in other words, get it to the point where you were, when you gave them the book, it was clear that you were doing it for the right reasons.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That you're trying to help.
Yeah.
And that they acknowledge that they want help, you're saying.
Mm-hmm. And you could say, and there's a chapter in there for people who manage shy people. I've already read it.
Mm-hmm.
Would you read this and let's talk about it?
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure that you have the maximum opportunity to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
I think that makes sense. That sounds good. I would say yes.
And especially if they bought two books, right?
That's right.
Well, what have you learned since the book came out about shy people?
Well, besides the fact that they don't want it publicized that they're shy, one of the things that's been really interesting is that almost all of the people who have interviewed me have asked this one question, which is, have you ever seen someone transform from a really shy person into an obnoxious, gregarious person? And, you know, the
question. Only after a heart attack.
Right. I mean, the answer is no.
I have seen that happen after a heart attack. Seriously.
Have you?
Yeah. No, there's something about people who I've known people who wouldn't open their mouth, and then they'd have a heart attack, and they couldn't get them to shut up after that.
Because why?
I don't know why. I'm just saying that there's something about that kind of an event, that kind of a physical trauma that has changed people.
That could be.
I mean, I've seen it several times, many times. But other than that, you're saying
that typically
doesn't happen, does it?
We can't recommend a heart attack.
No. But you're saying typically that does not happen.
No, it doesn't. And the point of the book also is that it takes a lot of time. These are habits that are well-worn. And
are they habits, or is it just the way they're wired?
I submit that they're habits.
Really?
Yes.
You think a person who's shy is not in? Is more in their environment than their genes?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. There is a shy gene, and there are children, you know, who are born with a shy temperament, or what they call an inhibited temperament, actually.
Right.
And depending on how their parents treat them as children, whether they push them out the door and, you know, make them do the things that they don't want to do or not, that's how you determine whether the child becomes a shy adult. And a lot of times these children are not necessarily shy, but their behavior becomes labeled shy, and that label sticks over time, and so then it becomes a self-fulfilling.
And they believe it themselves.
Exactly.
And they feel like this is their lot in life.
Right. And that they can't do anything about it. It's how they are naturally, which it may or may not be, but I also believe that they're habits that you can change.
Stand by. We're going to talk about how you change that. But also, at least there may be somebody saying, well, what's wrong with me being shy? I think I'm pretty cool. When we come back, I'm going to get you to answer that question. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Elise Benin. She's the author of Stop Pushing Me Around. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Elise Benin, the author of Stop Pushing Me Around. Elise, give us your website, please.
It's www.marketing-mentor.com.
And can they find the new book there?
They can find the book there. I've even recorded the first chapter, so you can download it as an MP3 or listen to it just by clicking on the link.
How about that? Is that free?
It's free. It's all
good
free.
For you. Good for you.
Yeah.
And the book's available wherever books are sold.
Exactly.
Now, and by the way, folks, Benun, no extra N's, just two N's, but they're split by U. Elise Benin, and Elise was with an I. Okay, I asked the question a minute ago. If somebody said, "Yeah, I'm shy, but so what? I like it."
Right, which is fine. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with being shy. I'm just saying that it gets in the way. In fact, I'm giving a talk soon called Can You Afford to Be Shy? Because I really think that we can't afford to be shy. You know, it prevents people from making cold calls. It prevents people from introducing themselves to strangers.
If you're a librarian, it's okay to be shy. Right?
There are certain occupations that are more appropriate for people who are shy, and they involve reading and writing, and, you know, there's a lot of
If you're
engineers.
A Tibetan monk, it's okay to be shy.
I don't know.
But if you're in the marketplace, if you have to make a living in the marketplace and deal with other people, customers, other people around you, it's not that it's not okay to be shy. It's just that the level of your shyness and the way that you use it, it might be getting in your way. You're not saying that it is getting in their way, Elise. You're just saying it might be, and you need to find out.
It might be, and I also think that it's not necessarily the shyness, but the behaviors, the actions that people don't take because they consider themselves shy.
Now, what would that be like? Give us an example.
Well, as I said,
they stay away. They stay away from meetings or gatherings.
They don't go to events. They don't introduce themselves to strangers. They don't follow up with people who introduce themselves to them.
They don't do like I do and walk up and say, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?"
That's right. So they stay behind. They keep it safe. Mm-hmm. They do what they know. And they stay within their comfort zone, generally.
But at least how much of shyness is fear?
A lot of it.
And so fear is a hard thing to deal with. It's a
fear
hard thing.
Fear is completely made up.
It's a hard thing to read up. Say that again.
It's completely made up.
So our fears are not valid.
There are certain fears that are based in reality, like I'm going to get my hip replaced soon, and so I'm a little afraid about that,
right,
because certain things might go wrong. But being afraid to introduce myself to a stranger, there's nothing to be
afraid
of.
What's the worst that could happen?
Exactly. They're going to say, "Oh my God, who the heck are you, and what the heck do you want? Get out of my face." I've never had someone tell me that happened.
No, but that's what we make ourselves believe, isn't it?
But why?
Or how many times have I heard people say, "Well, you know, I'm not very smart, and I didn't want everybody to know about it."
Yeah, but it's selfish to be shy, frankly.
Say that again.
It's selfish to be shy because you're not contributing.
That sounds a little aggressive there, Elise. This is coming from a shy person.
I'm not a shy person.
You used to be.
No, I wasn't.
You told
me
once you used to be shy.
No, but I have moments where a shy person doesn't speak up in me.
Yeah.
Like everyone else.
Yeah.
But I do think it's selfish to be shy. I do think it's selfish.
And how would that be selfish?
Because you're keeping your ideas to yourself. You know those staff members or team members who never say anything? Right?
Never. They'll go to a meeting week after week after a week and never, ever open their mouth. Not one word will come out of their mouth.
And often those are really smart, talented, creative people who just can't find their way into the conversation for whatever reason, and that is selfish because they're not keeping it to themselves.
Why do they do that?
Because I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of fear around it. There's a lot of,
it's almost, I tell you what, sometimes it comes across as arrogance.
Absolutely.
Sometimes it manifests in other people's minds as arrogance. It's almost like, well, you know, I get the feeling this person thinks that we're not even worthy of their comment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's when it becomes negative.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if the boss feels that way.
That's right. And that's when you can't afford to be shy.
If the boss feels like you don't even want to grace this little gathering with your wisdom, that what we're doing here is not important enough for you, and after time it comes across that way.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
And that's the reason why you probably need to check out Elise's book, Stop Pushing Me Around. Elise, I got 30 seconds. Last thoughts.
I don't know. You know, sometimes I think it's the just do it philosophy, that the things that we're most afraid of, the only way to develop the self-confidence to do them is to try it and not expect that everything's going to change immediately.
Could you try it on people that you're pretty comfortable with?
Sure. Or I advise a lot of my clients who I'm teaching to cold call practice prospects that they don't care about.
Yeah. People that you don't care if it doesn't work out.
That's
Elise,
right.
Thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you, Tim.
Elise Benin, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called Stop Pushing Me Around, wherever books are sold. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Inspiration. Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.